You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
And it's time for a trending report. Quickly, speaking of ghosts, did you see, I wasn't even going to mention this until I just said that word, ghost. Did you see that the list of the hottest slang terms over the last year?
Yeah, I was going to quiz you on that here in just a sec.
Oh, then I'll...
Ghosted is in there. Let's do it now.
Well, that's
the
thing.
Who cares about the
sports?
It's
like, wasn't the term ghosted? I mean, hasn't that been like 10 years now?
It's been around a long time.
Yeah, so why was that like a big slang term in 2021?
I don't know. Do you know what salty is? Salty?
Like abrasive?
Like it's a slang term for irritated or angry or resentful.
Yeah, okay,
salty.
Yeah.
On point, again, eh.
Oh.
That is on point. Everybody knows
that. This list is not, though.
Goat?
That was greatest of all time, right?
That was a Boys Against the Girls question the other day.
These are old.
Extra?
I don't know that one.
You're trying too hard. You're over the top. Maybe a little dramatic. Stop being so extra. Low key? That's slang. You're just like low key. You like to chill.
Let's move on.
How about thirsty? Let me give you one more. Thirsty.
Oh, yeah. That means you want some loving.
You want some loving, Dom.
See, I'm hip. I'm hipper than you think.
Loving. I do like this story. It's talking about how parents are more likely to be annoyed by slang. Like 66% of parents hate it. I know Reed comes home a lot, and now his thing is JK. Oh, JK. I'm like, say, just kidding. I hate it when he's like, JK, JK. Like, you sound stupid.
You're starting to sound like a parent. You
know,
kids
I'm like,
these
I don't
days
like
and your slang.
JK. Okay. Look, clean your room.
Look, the slang you used when you were his age, your parents thought was stupid.
Probably.
Too.
Probably. Anyway, there you go. We're hip now.
We're hip. Got some sports trending news for you. The Nuggets played without their star, Nikola Jokic, the other night, and they won. Well, now, last night, the Avalanche played without their star, Nathan MacKinnon, and they not only won, they destroyed Vancouver 7-1.
Wow.
What is the message going to these superstars who are not playing? I mean...
We don't need you.
Maybe time to start thinking about...
How much money is he making every year?
Got to start thinking about payroll.
Yeah.
No, we love Jokic and MacKinnon.
They're the best!
The Avs play again tomorrow night. They'll host the San Jose Sharks, but tonight they've got the hardwoods back down at Ball Arena. Because your Denver Nuggets spending a Friday night playing the Atlanta Hawks. We're going to beat the Hawks by 8.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
We'll see.
The Nuggets by 8 tonight. And we gave away a bunch of tickets this week to go see that game. So cheers to all of our Dom and Jeremy listeners who are going to be in the stands tonight. Here's some sports news. A woman in Florida recently broke a record by running 95 marathons in 95 days.
That's a lot of running, isn't it?
Her name is Alyssa Clark.
She's going to need knee replacements.
She essentially ran the equivalent of 95 marathons, like the distance. Sometimes she
did
it on a treadmill.
What's the distance of a marathon?
26.2. You want me to do the math on that?
Get your bebop, boop-bop, beep-bop out.
So that's going to be like roughly 2,600 miles, right? 26.2 times 95 is, 2,489 miles. And she did that in about 3 months.
Wow. Gosh. Good for her.
No kidding.
Somebody's got to do it.
And a 24-year-old woman out in L.A. became the youngest person to ever complete 100 marathons in her life. She's 24, and she's already finished actual marathon. This is not treadmill stuff.
Mm-hmm.
100 marathons, and she's 24. Her name is Jocelyn Rivas. We'll give her a shout.
What's her body fat, man? It's got to be like...
Oh, it's got to be like...
0.00.
Yes. You're right.
Wow.
And then last thing I've got that's kind of sports related. If you're thinking about taking up golf, like Jeremy was talking about a few years ago, his dad wants him to play. They say you should learn to play opposite handed. So if you're right handed like you, Jeremy, you should learn to play lefty.
Okay.
And people who are listening right now who are left handed, they should learn to play right handed. They say if you do that, it's actually statistically you're more likely to excel at the sport.
Huh.
That's interesting. I
that
wonder if
weird.
That would apply to other things in your life.
Like baseball or, oh.
Yeah. Or
crafts?
Maybe not even a sports thing. What'd you say?
Crafts, like use the scissors in your left hand? I don't know. Flipping burgers, use your other hand.
Lefty or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting. You know, I'm wondering if it has to do with, I don't know, forming new connections with your synapses and that kind of stuff.
Could be. I don't know.
Let's see. They say airports are going to be very busy over the holidays. Bookings for Thanksgiving flights, they're obviously up huge from last year, but they're even up from 2019 by over 3%. People be packing into airplanes.
It's about that time.
I'm getting on an airplane on Monday, so yeah. I'll be flying again. And then lastly, the thing I've got, you know, Taylor Swift got into that whole battle with, I kept calling him Stubby Baldwin this morning. What was his name? Scooter Braun.
Right, Scooter.
Stubby Baldwin is our meteorologist here at the station. Scooter Braun got the rights to all of Taylor Swift's albums, her early albums, and so she's been re-recording them so she has her versions. Now she's finished another one. It's coming out today. This was the album called Red. And now this is going to be called Red, and in parentheses, Taylor's version.
All right.
Guest vocalists on the album include Ed Sheeran and Jeremy's boyfriend, Chris Stapleton.
Oh, I just want to run my fingers through his beard.
So that's coming out so today good. For those of you who are fans of Tay-Tay.
I think I'm going to download it onto my iPod. We'll see.
I looked up for you the name of the song that she's singing with him. Now I'm going to have to look it up again.
All right.
By the time you give me a story or two, I'll find it. What do you...
Let's get on the Crocs story this morning that's making the rounds. They're unleashing a new line of ugly Christmas sweater clogs, a.k.a. Crocs. There's two different patterns, red, white, with snowflakes, trees, and snowmen, and little reindeer charms all around it. And then there's a white multicolored pair with snowflakes, gingerbread men, trees, and then little dinosaurs wearing Santa hats, you know, because okay. That just screams Christmas. Anyway, the big takeaway from this story is these Crocs, they're $65 a pair. $65 for foam.
Somebody will pay it.
For
not
foam,
me, but
man.
Somebody will pay it.
Crocs.com. Yeah, I put pictures of them on our Facebook if you want to check them out. So, did you find the song?
It's called I Bet You Think About Me.
All right.
Featuring Chris Stapleton.
Yes. I love him. Right. Dr. Seuss' book is being adapted into an animated movie yet again. This time around, it's Oh, the Places You'll Go. Now, the weird thing about this is this movie's animated, and it's not coming out until 2027. So they must be working really hard on this one. It's going to be a globe-trotting musical about a young adventurer journeying through the joys and heartaches and the peaks and valleys of life. So you'll laugh, you'll cry, and then he dies
at the
end.
It's the book that so many people use as graduation gifts, right?
It is, yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be inspirational or something goofy. I don't know. I've never read it. I do not know. DJ Khaled is launching a new chicken wing business. Dom, you love DJ Khaled, don't you?
One of my faves.
He's the best.
He's all over my Spotify.
It is called Another Wing, which is a play off of his Another One, which he does in all of his songs. Here's the thing. It's already going to be on 3 different continents, 5 countries, and 150 locations. So, like, this is a big old release party for this guy. What they're doing is they're using ghost kitchens, which means it's just going to be delivery only. And the goal here, as DJ Khaled says, is they want to be delivering chicken wings by sea. So they're going to be offering boatside service. You know, if you're chilling on your yacht and you got a hankering for chicken wings, they're going to come rolling up on a jet ski and do a delivery for you.
That's a nice gimmick, man.
That's a great gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be wings for the rich and famous. So that's coming out. Speaking of food, there's a new study coming out.
Can you see being out just on Chatfield in your little dinghy?
Yes. You're like,
and
I
you have a
hankering,
jet ski
man.
Bring you chicken wings out there, your little rowboat on Chatfield Reservoir.
And they get the order wrong and they go, boom, boom, back they go.
The jet ski would probably capsize your little rowboat.
It's like doing a wheelie. The Journal of Environmental Psychology. Man, that is a page turner. What they did is they interviewed a bunch of kids aged 4 to 7, and they were asking these kids all about foods and where do foods come from. And here's the big takeaway. Most kids thought that bacon comes from plants, and hot dogs come from plants, and chicken nuggets grow on trees. Even though the name chicken is in there, all these goofy kids thought you go out to the hot dog tree and you pull hot dogs off of it
well,
and throw them on the grill.
Part of me wants to say maybe the kids aren't that bright, but I think it's really the parents want to protect the children. They don't want them to think that the cute little pig is turning into breakfast.
I know, little Oinky.
It's already tough enough to get kids to eat some things. You know, if you tell them that's Wilbur from Charlotte's Web, they're really not going to eat it.
I know. Oh.
Or Babe.
Oh, Babe. Babe is delicious. what else? Oh, real quick, there is a story on our Facebook if you want to check it out. It's this daredevil in France who helped raise money for a charity on Wednesday. This dude stood on top of a hot air balloon that was 12,000 feet up, and he smashed his own world record in the process. He'd done it before at 4,000 feet, but he went way up to 12,000 feet and stood on top of a hot air balloon.
Is he tethered
to
anything?
Nope. You know, I didn't watch the whole video. I don't know. I don't know if he had a little...
Because that's 2 miles up.
A little parachute on. He was in like a spacesuit looking thing with a helmet. So the altitude's obviously thin up there, and it's cold.
12,000 feet.
It's probably a little... It's cold, at least.
No, so, it's probably chilly, yeah, but it's like going up to ski.
Is it thin? I mean, can you... that's
true. You don't need supplemental oxygen when you go to, like, Breckenridge or anything.
Some people do. It's an altitude thing.
Are you kidding? I've seen people in the 16th Street Mall who could use some supplemental.
That's because they're eating off those hot dog trees, man.
That's exactly right.
All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Speaking of that Facebook page, it's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted the latest food challenge video. It's from a competitive eater. Anyway, she pounded down a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts in under 4 minutes.
Huh. Did you do that?
Yeah, a couple replies on our Facebook. Melissa says, that seems like it took too long. And then Sherry says, I read an article that Krispy Kreme donuts are 70% air. So that sounds easy. Try a heavy cake donut. So people are not impressed by this.
Yeah, they're unimpressed.
Try a heavy cake donut.
You said a dozen in 4 minutes?
Just under 4 minutes. And
okay,
she
so
really shoves them in.
3 donuts a minute. So you've got 20 seconds, roughly, to eat a donut.
I'd like Sherry and Melissa to try this and see how they feel.
I'd like you to try
it. I don't want to do that.
What's
I don't want to run that long afterwards, you know? I don't have to exercise. Anyway, it's fun. It's fun to watch.
How many calories in a dozen Krispy Kremes?
I don't know. And see, these are like
a
Pokemon.
Have to be Krispy Kreme? Can we choose a donut that we like?
Well,
you know, the Dunkin' people are very good to us.
That is a thick cake. That is a, quote, heavy cake donut.
Well, they've got their just glazed ones,
but
too.
But that's a heavy cake donut.
Nutritional information on the overrated Krispy Kreme.
Just a glaze. Well, in this one, these were Pokemon donuts, but they had a big old fluff of something on top.
Something
cream cheesy
up.
Goodness.
I'm not finding it.
Nothing? They don't want you to know. Mm-hmm.
Oh, here we go. 190 calories. So times 12,
wow.
That's what? It's like 2,100 calories or something?
A buttload of calories. Nah, I'm good. I'll leave it to the pros. Anyway, the video's actually fun to watch. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
That is what's trending now.